91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 21 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. Motorcycles line the street at another repatriation ceremony at CFB Trenton. Yesterday afternoon, Master Corporal Francis Waugh from CFB Petawawa returned to Canada after he was found dead from non-combat-related wounds in Kandahar City. Bill Truman, known as Drifter, is the president of the One Cav formation behind the motorcycle support. Truman says when they came to their first repatriation on their bikes, they stayed at a distance. Now they are almost as close as they can get.
Now to come down here and see everything going on from this position, it can't help but bring a tear to your eye.
Truman has been to almost every repatriation ceremony and says they don't lose their significance. And two Canadian soldiers have been charged in a training accident that left one soldier dead and four wounded in Afghanistan early last year. Major Daryl Watson, Warrant Officer Paul Ravensdale each faced six charges, including manslaughter. The incident resulted in the death of Corporal Josh Baker of Edmonton. The Canadian withdrawal from Kandahar is in full swing as hundreds of combat troops have boarded aircraft for the long trip home. Murray Brewster has that.
The soldiers of Alpha Company, Royal 22nd Regiment, departed Afghanistan in the overnight hours after 7 months in the wilds of Panjwe. Some of the soldiers described the many near misses with homemade bombs they encountered while occupying the former Taliban redoubt of Zangabad. Sergeant Max Richard talked about stepping on a mine.
The detonator blew up, but the main charge didn't blow, so it was pretty lucky and crazy.
The Vandus have suffered far fewer casualties than previous battle groups, with three soldiers dead. A fourth soldier belonging to the Special Forces also died. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Kandahar.
A charge of first-degree murder has been laid in Tuesday's death of a police officer in York Region, just north of Toronto. Charged is a 15-year-old youth who remains in hospital. The accused, who cannot be named, is due in court next week. On Tuesday, police officers from many forces will attend the funeral of 32-year-old Constable Garrett Stiles, who leaves a wife and two young children. And a Toronto man has been sentenced for crushing a police officer to death with a car 4 years ago. 23-year-old Nadim Jiwa got 12 years in prison and has been banned from driving for 10 years. With time served, Jiwa, who was convicted of manslaughter, will spend another 4 years and 2 months behind bars. The York Regional police officer who died in the 2000 incident was Robert Plunkett, a 42-year-old father of three. A new coroner has been appointed to preside over the inquest into the death of a young woman in an Ontario prison. Ashley Smith, a 19-year-old from Moncton, New Brunswick, choked herself to death in a Kitchener facility in 2007. Lawyer Julian Falconer says Smith's family is in utter shock and disbelief to learn that Dr. John Carlisle has been assigned to take over from presiding coroner Dr. Benita Porter.
This is an extraordinary development. It means that weeks of motions have potentially been lost. It is simply shocking that the office of the chief coroner would have assigned a coroner to this case that was unavailable after November, given the size of this case.
The inquest started on May 16th and heard just 3 days of evidence before being adjourned until September. The office of the chief coroner says Porters wouldn't have been able to complete the inquest when it resumes because of her pending retirement. Two local area men received fines this morning for driving under suspension. Quinte West OPP conducted two early morning ride programs, one in Murray Ward and the other on Walbridge Loyalist Road. 35 vehicles were checked, resulting in a 35-year-old Belleville man and a 23-year-old Trenton man being fined with driving under suspension. Prince William and his wife Kate are en route to Canada for a 9-day visit that's expected to attract thousands of people wherever they go, including a Belleville resident. Terry Pedwell has that.
Security barricades are already up around the National War Memorial, the venue for the first official event, and that's where Susan Struss of Belleville, Ontario, was lined up with dozens of other people since early in the morning, hoping to catch a glimpse of the couple and maybe even a few words.
Well, hopefully William and Catherine will come right up here and possibly shake our hands. That would be awesome.
At Rideau Hall, gardeners are beautifying the grounds while chefs prepare heaps of pastries for a reception later today. Record crowds are expected tomorrow when William and Kate will take part in Canada Day celebrations on Parliament Hill. Terry Pedrell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Protests continue in Athens as Greece finalizes austerity measures aimed at buying it some time to deal with its crippling debt crisis. Lawmakers have passed a second law on the $40 billion belt-tightening plan, clearing the final hurdle for crucial bailout funds to be released from the international community. More than 300 people, including 130 police officers, have been injured in rioting yesterday and Tuesday to protest the cuts. That's 91X News to 1204. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
Vancouver Canucks remove the possibility of losing center Maxime LaPierre and defenseman Andrew Alberts to free agency, signing both of them to two-year contracts. St. Louis forward Paul Kariya announced his retirement after being unable to return from post-concussion symptoms that forced him to miss all of last season. Kariya had 402 goals and 587 assists during his 15-year career. He's also a two-time Lady Byng Trophy winner. The Pittsburgh Penguins are waiting to hear back from Jaromir Jagr after offering the former NHL MVP a one-year contract. The 39-year-old Jagr helped lead the Penguins to two Stanley Cups and played the last three seasons in Russia. Canada takes on France today in a do-or-die situation at the Women's World Cup in Germany. The sixth-ranked Canadians need at least a tie to move on to the quarterfinals. Good news for Canada. Team captain and leading scorer Christine Sinclair is expected to play. Sinclair took a stray elbow to the face in the team's opening loss to Germany and suffered a broken nose. Joe Wilfried Tsonga denied Roger Federer a chance to go after a record-tying seventh Wimbledon crown with his five-set stunner in the quarterfinals. Tsonga now faces Novak Djokovic tomorrow in the semifinals. Defending champion Rafael Nadal takes on Andy Murray in the other semi. Nadal says Andy Murray will be a tough opponent.
He has a little bit more experience. He's playing fine. He's playing very well, having final in Australia, semifinals in Roland Garros. Now semifinals another time here, so he's having a very successful season, in my opinion.
The two sides in the NBA labor dispute are expected to meet today in a last-ditch effort to hammer out a new collective bargaining agreement. The current CBA expires at the end of the day, and if no solution is reached, the owners are expected to implement a lockout tomorrow. Rookie Eric Thames tied the game for Toronto with his first major league home run, and the Blue Jays got a strong pitching performance from Brandon Morrow in a 2-1 win over Pittsburgh. Morrow allowed a run on four hits with 10 strikeouts over seven innings. Yunel Escobar doubled home the go-ahead run for the Jays in the seventh. Eric Thames talked about his first career homer.
Get on three, I saw him wave it, and I just kind of did a little inner fist pump. Just, you know, I'm glad, you know, I was able to help tie the score and get Brandon back in the game and place for a win. So it's pretty exciting.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, sunny, a high 24, a UV index 9 or very high. Tonight, clear, low 13. Tomorrow, your Canada is looking beautiful, sunny with a high of 26. Saturday, sunny with a high of 28. And Sunday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, reaching a high of 26. At 12:07, it's 21 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Mark Venema.